With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Congress has taken a step toward averting a government shutdown at the end of the week. House lawmakers passed a bill that will fund parts of the government until mid-January and others until early February.
The bill cleared the GOP-led House with broad bipartisan support, which it needed after Republican leaders decided to bring the bill to the floor under a procedural move that required a two-thirds majority to pass rather than a simple majority.
Correspondent Edwin Mora says the Senate is expected to approve the funding by week's end, effectively pushing a final showdown over government funding to early next year. Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military raided Gaza's largest hospital today, conducting what it called a targeted operation against Hamas. In recent days, the focus of the war has been Shifa Hospital, with hundreds of patients, staff, and displaced people trapped inside. Here in the nation's capital yesterday, a massive crowd gathered for a pro-Israel rally. Rabbi Mendel Silberstein traveled to D.C. from New York.
There's a great awakening happening among the Jewish people to support Israel, to support the Jewish cause, to fight anti-Semitism. We all have to take part of it, every single one of us.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet face-to-face later today. The talks will take place in California.
We anticipate that the leaders will discuss some of the most fundamental elements of the U.S.-PRC bilateral relationship, including the continued importance of strengthening open lines of communication and managing competition responsibly so that it does not veer into conflict.
That's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Nearly 9 out of 10 parents believe their child is performing at grade level despite standardized tests showing far fewer students are on track, according to Gallup. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board allows prayer. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board and during her allotted comment time, tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by Board Chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
4 Christians who were arrested for their faith have been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities have warned the 4 not to practice their faith anymore, although that's an injunction the believers say they will not obey. The vast majority of Vietnamese are pagans or non-religious, and the communist government is officially atheist. The country officially guarantees religious freedom, but in practice, Christians are regularly persecuted. This is SRN News. Motor vehicles with higher, more vertical front ends are the most dangerous to pedestrians.
That's according to a highway safety organization. An Insurance Institute for Highway Safety study found that whatever the nose shape, pickups, SUVs, and vans with a hood height greater than 40 inches are about 45% more likely to cause fatalities in pedestrian crashes than cars and other vehicles with a hood height of 30 inches or less and a sloping profile. But among vehicles with hood heights between 30 and 40 inches, a blunt or more vertical front end increases the risk to pedestrians. John Scott reporting.
The mother of a 6-year-old boy who shot his teacher in a Virginia classroom is set to be sentenced and could face prison time for using marijuana while owning a gun. Federal prosecutors say they are seeking a 21-month prison sentence for Deja Taylor. Her attorneys are requesting probation. More details at SRNnews.com.